95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag truth.
How are you, sir?
I am fine. How are you, man?
Excellent.
Nice.
Nice sunny day.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Boo.
Makes me very happy. I love it.
I'm just ignoring the windows. I don't care. I turn my back on them. I want the clouds. I want the wind.
How does this make you sad?
I can understand that you prefer
clouds and rain.
Yeah. It's just, I'm a night person by nature.
You're a vampire.
Totally. Yeah. And, the sun is just oppressing. It's oppressing.
Because it burns your skin.
Yes, it does. Look, I'm smoking right now.
Look, totally bad. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yep.
Puppy Girls.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Is that a band?
Could be. We'll have to search that. I don't know.
Puppy Girls.
Puppy Girls.
All right.
Found it last night on Vice News.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yep.
Okay. Well, so they... I don't want to know. I guess we'll find out.
You'll find out.
Yes, I do want to know.
Yes. I have audio.
Nice.
Of Puppy Girls. And we'll talk about weird kinks in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, that leads to that. Okay, now I have a better handle on what Puppy Girls are.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You have the most tattoos of a band.
I do. I have a
lot. Bands very much inspire tattoos.
Yep, Sublime, I think, mostly here in the lovely Los Angeles area. Yeah.
Now, there was somebody when Eminem was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, put out on a tweet, I don't know, 30, 40 Eminem tattoos, something like that.
Woo!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
So we're going to talk to people who have tattoos of bands in the 4 o'clock hour.
Righto.
We have tickets for the Los Angeles Kings.
Yes! Another Kings game coming up, and we're going to get you into that.
It is tomorrow night, I believe.
What time is it? Yeah, Saturday? I believe so.
I'm not positive. I think
it's tomorrow.
Okay, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour, and thank God we're not in Florida. This hour. Plus, we've got your tickets for Paul McCartney.
Yes.
For his Got Back Tour 2022 at SoFi Stadium.
We're going to give you the number to text and the word to text here in just a matter of minutes for that.
On 95.5 KLOS. Why don't you try to be a professional and not turn on our microphone?
Nobody heard that.
Oh.
So they didn't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, yo, yo.
We have tickets for Paul McCartney.
Yes, we did. In fact, yesterday we gave a pair out to Lily because she texted the correct word, Sluggo, to the correct number, which Kevin's going to give you in just a second, for today's tickets to see him Friday, May 13th at SoFi Stadium.
Two tickets to see Paul McCartney on his upcoming Got Back Tour 2022. Like Sluggo said, Friday, May 13th. Tickets are on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. If you want to get a pair today, you can text the word Kevin to 68683.
I want to get a pair.
Of tickets.
Oh, yeah.
68683.
I see.
If you text the name Kevin, then you will be in the drawing.
Neat.
To get those tickets.
All right.
So last night, I was on Instagram because I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across Vice News.
Uh-huh.
And the headline says, Puppy Girls. And I was like, hmm?
Sounds like a band from the 90s.
Puppy Girls, I wish, it might be a band.
Yeah.
Puppy Girls are role-playing as cute dogs, and it's confusing men.
Why are they confused?
I don't know.
Just how dumb are these men? They can't figure out that just because she's pretending to be a dog, she's not?
Wait, that's a woman?
So what sort of things do they do?
The picture is her eating out of a bowl on the ground.
Why?
Yeah, eating dog food out of a bowl.
So does that mean that these guys are a little bit turned on by dogs as well? They want to see a woman pretending
to be... That's a great question.
I mean...
Because I did some research, Sluggo.
Uh-huh.
You might find
it... Good for you.
Thank you. It was for the job.
Sure. The betterment of mankind.
I did some research, and it's a part of a BDSM thing.
Okay.
And they act like dogs.
Well,
they
all right.
Full on.
You're going to go in that world. Sure. I see that.
They pant.
Uh-huh.
And they eat dog food and they get treats and they sit.
There was a show called Dirk Gently where this poor girl actress had to play a dog through most of the show. And she was really good at it because usually it's really kind of dumb, but she almost seemed like she was a dog.
Really?
Yeah. But that in itself was not a turn on. I mean, just, you know, that was
right, because dogs aren't a turn on.
Thank you.
I don't
know. I've had a lot of dogs.
Maybe that's what's confusing me. I've never been attracted to a dog.
No, I never asked my dog.
They're beautiful at times.
Yeah.
But I don't want
to. Ow! No.
Right.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So I did some research, and I found your puppy girl, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
And she makes, are you ready?
Yeah.
$10,000 a month.
I'm going to start being a dog on Instagram.
I don't think you could.
I mean, if you make $10,000 a month.
$10,000 a month.
I mean, the picture showed me. That's nice.
She's,
I'm that hot. I'm at least that hot.
I'd say she's a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, me too. Right?
Yeah, sure. And she wears dog ears.
Oh, that's not a dog tail?
Uh-huh.
Anne, would you pay cash to see me as a dog on the floor?
No.
Man.
So I have three clips from the video. One is her laying on a couch, and her owner, in air quotes, comes in and busts her
right
for being on the couch. And it goes like this.
Hey, what are you doing on the couch? You know better than that. Bad girl. Go to your bed.
Ooh, man. That's some problems.
Hold on. So then she gets off the couch and crawls on all fours to one of those little dog beds.
Right.
And then gets in the dog bed and goes to sleep.
No, quit whining. You know better than that.
What in the...
Right? Actual... And then that's the end of one.
Wow.
And I'm like, no.
Not, yeah.
No.
No.
How about no?
No.
What about if no? What are your thoughts on no?
I'm leaning no.
The next one made me laugh, however.
Okay, good.
Because
that was a little concerning, I gotta say.
Agreed.
Honestly.
Because there's the dog puppy girl, and then there's two dogs.
Real dogs.
Uh-huh.
Oh no.
And then somebody throws a ball into the lake, and the girl beats the dogs to the ball. Listen to this.
I might pay to see that.
She goes, good girl.
Good girl.
Uh-huh.
Good girl.
And then, this is the most disturbing one for me, because they have treats. They have a little dog bone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Shaped as a dog bone. They take the treat.
No wonder she's making $10,000. You got to give me a lot of money to eat one of them. That's all sorts of nasty
stuff. She doesn't just have to eat it. She has to earn it.
Oh,
listen.
God. Did she put it on her nose?
You want a treat?
Yes.
You want a treat?
Yes.
Sit.
So she sits.
High five.
She palms
him. Pretty.
Sits pretty.
Bang.
She falls over dead.
Good girl. Here you go.
Nope.
Here you go.
Nope.
Wow. You know, suddenly I don't feel the need to visit my therapist anytime soon. My stuff's a little more together.
I'm not down with the puppy girl.
No.
It's not my thing.
No.
Just wanted to introduce it to you in case.
I'd like to talk
to her,
though.
Maybe it's your kind of... Well, we'll try and get a hold of her.
Yeah, that might be interesting.
Also, in the 5 o'clock hour, weird kinks.
Oh, yeah, what you are into. Because we're not judgmental at all.
Not at all. Not a bit. You can trust us.
That is called Epiphany. Wolfgang Van Halen is who it is. It's Eddie's Kid, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He is out touring with Dirty Honey. And I like this article about him and Dirty Honey in USA Today. It's pretty cool. The odds of two burgeoning rock bands colliding are minuscule these days. But the pairing of Mammoth and Los Angeles reared quartet Dirty Honey is an opportune match. That's
all right.
USA Today.
I'm surprised that it's in USA Today.
Me too. That's pretty good for him. Some ink. By the way, yeah, thanks to Dirty Honey for stopping by that day. We were doing St. Jude's Rocks. And also thanks to Premier Coach Auto Collision Group servicing LA and Ventura County for being a sponsor of KLOS. St. Jude Rocks 2022, but good for them. They're out there touring right now.
Together. Agreed. Here's why you're lucky that you live in Los Angeles. Because Florida.
Florida.
That's why.
Never could go to Florida. Too hot and sticky and nasty and horrible, first of all. But then the people. Well, some of the people.
Well, here's a non-people story.
Okay.
And I don't understand the wording of this, so maybe help me with it.
Okay.
Here's the headline. Florida... Crocodilian breaks out of zoo's van while it's driving.
Crocodilian?
What's crocodilian?
What's a crocodilian?
How's that?
How do you know what a crocodilian is?
How's that a word?
Yeah.
Why isn't it a crocodile?
Yeah.
Crocodilian. A zoo in Florida shared a video of a crocodilian, again.
Okay.
Attempting to escape by breaking through the back window of a van.
Oh, my God.
So they're just driving down the street, and a crocodile goes, "Peace out, yo." Right out the back window.
First of all, I'm a crocodilian, and second...
And makes a run for it.
Wow. Can you imagine being behind that car?
That's my point.
You're like a little kid, and
you're in Santa Monica, you're in Irvine, you know what? You're not avoiding a crocodilian.
It's just busting out in the lane in front of you.
That's insanity. And that the driver jumped out of the van and dove on top of the crocodile and, like, choked him out, sort of. And then the other driver jumped behind and got him. Crocodilian?
That is, what kind of job is that to have?
Yeah, no, what's absolutely.
Crocodilian?
Crocodilian.
Yeah, it's actually part of the members of the Crocodilia group.
It's different than a crocodile?
No, it's the family of crocodiles.
Oh, okay. Well, a crocodilian broke out, apparently. And I'm just so happy that it's not a thing we have to worry about.
Yes.
We have traffic, sure.
Sure. Without crocodiles.
But imagine a crocodile leaping out the back of a van, what kind of trouble that would cause in L.A.
I mean, you have to go to the beach to find a shark. I mean, you're driving down the 405.
Right.
And suddenly there's a crocodile on your hood.
This is the St. Augustine Alligator Farm was just transporting some crocodilians, apparently. And one just decided, I'm not doing this anymore. And jumped out and went for a run.
By the way, just a quick throwback, and just this is kind of good news, I think, to yesterday's topic about
Harry the Tank?
Is that right?
Hank
the Tank.
Mm-hmm. The bear? There's the 500-pound bear?
There's a conservationist group that's like, don't kill him.
Yeah,
we'll take him.
Yeah.
So they're going to capture him and take him somewhere else. Now, why does anyone do that with crocodiles, though? I mean, are they...
Well, I mean, this was a zoo, an alligator farm.
Right, transferring it.
That was transferring it, and it just jumped out of the van. I mean, I assume that's on them.
Well, when you
I hope they would jump out of the van and capture a crocodile.
When you get Hank the Tank, make sure he doesn't do that.
Make sure he doesn't do
what?
Yeah,
you know, break out. Yeah, maybe they should
I don't understand.
Trank him a little better.
Yeah, by the way, it was just a back window.
That's crazy.
So don't you
have a cage?
A little bit stronger?
Yeah. Well, it's Florida.
A crocodilian in there?
They're like, yeah, whatever. Who cares?
No, it seems like it's a bad place to live, and I'm happy that I live here.
That makes one of you. I mean, I'm really happy you live here.
You are happy, too.
Young Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah!
A man in Santa Ana stole $1 million worth of COVID tests.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
I've got a few sitting around at home he could have if he wants to throw them on the pile.
Same.
Who cares?
His name is Carlitos Peralta. He's 33 from Santa Ana, and he was accused of stealing more than $1 million worth of COVID tests from his employer.
Hmm.
He worked at a place called...
7-Eleven. Circle K.
I can't find the name, but it's a COVID testing place.
Oh, okay.
And what he did was he was secretly rerouting large bulk shipments of the tests from their offices to his home address. And he put it in another worker's name.
I mean, it's going to look like a house, and some woman in a house coat will answer the door, but this is where it goes.
You have to trust us on this.
How long was he doing it? Was he doing it back when they were hard to get hold of? Or
it seems like he's been doing it for a couple of months. A
couple months? Man, you're late, man. You're late on the game.
Yeah, no kidding.
What a stupid thing to get caught
for. But also, he put it in another coworker's name. So, for example, if I were doing that from here, you would get an email saying your shipment has shipped.
Yeah.
To my address.
Right.
And then the police
trying to
like,
get them in trouble.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he was just maybe he was just trying to make money by reselling them.
Right. No, but I mean, by putting it in someone else's name.
I don't know why he put it in somebody else's name that worked there instead of somebody.
Yeah. He doesn't sound very bright.
No.
That's what it comes down to.
Not at all. And then the police started looking into it and it had his home address on it. So they're like, okay, well, we know who did it. His employer is COVID Clinic at 3401 West MacArthur Boulevard.
You guys. What's this dude's problem, man? What do you think about this
He's
dude?
He's stockpiling $1 million worth of COVID tests
now.
No one
cares, yeah.
And he's on the run now. So they went to his house and he was gone. Who knows what he's trying to do, where he's going to sell it.
So they can't use those. There's no way. Because like anything medical like that at all, you look at it funny and you can't use it anymore.
I don't know. I've ordered them from Amazon and they've come and I don't think anything.
No, but I mean,
open a package.
Right. So, but you couldn't then give it to, like, you couldn't return those. Like, since they.
No, I don't think he tried to return
them. But now that they got them, they can't do anything with them. They're useless.
Well, I was assuming he was going to try and sell them. I don't know.
Yeah. No, him. I'm sure he was trying to sell them. Yeah. But now they can't. That they've caught him.
Now that they caught him because he put it in a coworker's name and listed his home address.
Right.
The easiest catch ever.
Right. No kidding.
The dumbest criminal ever.
Why can't everybody who steals stuff be that
stupid?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Carlito.
Things a lot easier.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. This hour, we have tickets for the Kings game.
That's right.
Tomorrow night.
You are going to go see the Kings if you can answer some, what kind of weird-ass game have you got set up for them?
I'm not going to say.
All right.
I don't want people to research it.
All right. Yeah, good thinking.
We were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they made their announcement of who they were considering this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first article that I saw about it was a woman who had the most M&M tattoos of anyone in life. She had like 60 M&M tattoos or something like a crazy number of tattoos.
And everywhere, I should assume.
Of course. No, they were all on top of each other.
Hey, do that. No one's ever done that.
It was like 2 inches thick.
That'd be awesome.
And then I started looking up. I wonder what bands inspire the most tattoos.
I'll say Social Distortion here in Los Angeles and Sublime.
I don't have a Los Angeles list. I just have a list of the most tattoos that are inspired by a band on Instagram.
Right.
So people put it on Instagram and they hashtag it.
Right.
And the number one band is Pink Floyd.
Really? Pink Floyd tattoos. Okay, that's cool.
Shut now up you got 27,329 Instagram tattoos.
You've got your Barry Manilow tattoo.
I do, yes, on my ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, very few people get to see it.
You wouldn't ask about that.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have.
It helps that they have the iconic album artwork and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because people love the artwork.
Where's Iron Maiden, just to jump ahead on that list, because with Eddie, they have some of the best artwork ever.
That.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about hard rock.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Number two.
Aerosmith.
Not hard rock.
Aerosmith.
Queen.
Came
in second.
Makes sense, yeah.
Not only do they have the iconic frontman and Freddie Mercury, but some of their album art and videos and stuff.
Brilliant.
Modern band Slipknot is number one.
Okay.
Because of their...
Yeah. Sure.
Clown makeup and whatnot. The remainder of the top 20 list is also heavily rock and metal dominated. David Bowie, number four.
Wow, you know, I don't see David Bowie inspiring tattoos, especially back in the 70s and 80s. You know, I mean, that's just kind of weird because he's just more arty, but whatever.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's what arty people are,
I suppose.
Respond to.
Yeah, Bowie just, okay, that's just
Linkin Park, number five. Iron Maiden, number six.
There you go.
Tupac Shakur, number seven.
Sure.
Nirvana, number eight. Rihanna, number nine. And Red Hot Chili Peppers, number 10. Others in the top 20 include Marilyn Manson, Metallica, Black Sabbath, and Led Zeppelin.
I always think now, and maybe you...
Led Zeppelin just edged out Avenged Sevenfold. Does that...
No.
Does That's that track weird. In any way?
No. And it does not. I got to think, like, you know, when you, and I would like anybody, if you have these kind of, if you have a band tattoo, have you ever gotten sick of the band or ended up not liking them?
Interesting.
You know?
I was going to ask for the most tattoos of a band.
Right.
So if you love Ozzy, how many tattoos do you have?
Right.
If you love Pink Floyd, how many tattoos do you have and what are they and where are they?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we could go either way.
Yeah, whatever. Let's talk about your band tattoos. What you got?
855-KLOS. Who do you have tattooed on your body? How many of them do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been getting tattooed?
Yeah, and are you still liking them?
You've turned on the band, that would be
that
ideal.
Would suck.
But
yes.
I can't imagine anybody turns on a band that they've tattooed themselves with.
You know,
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But if you're a person,
good point,
yeah.
It's a nice point.
Yeah.
Interesting.
818-955-KLOS, your band tattoos.
I do believe that if I were to get a band tattoo and I don't have any ink at all, I'm in that generation of just missed the whole tattoo thing. It would be that band right there, The Cult.
The Cult?
I love The Cult.
Same.
Love their logos and all their artwork as well.
The number one band, rock band of tattoos on Instagram is Pink Floyd. And so we're taking your calls on band tattoos. You have some?
So I got Bad Brains. I got multiple bands as a sleeve.
Multiple bands as a sleeve. So they're different bands?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that you have a Bad Brains one. That's very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Right. So I got a Bad Brains. I got the Germs, the Exploited, Sublime, and there's one more. Let me double check that one.
I'm sorry. You're looking? Are you looking to check?
I can see you'd forget after a while having so many.
You just listed off all the others, and you have to look at your body for the last one?
I can see that, totally.
That one's hitting on my thigh. I forgot about it. That was an old one in high school.
But you rule. That's awesome.
Awesome, man. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Hang on. Let me take my pants off. I need to check my tattoo.
Just Barry Manilow. It hasn't changed in all these years.
Hello.
I have a tattoo on my back depicting my in your mouth.
That's some beautiful fart work, I bet. Thank you for calling. We haven't heard from him in a little while.
No, we haven't. This is a good day.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about band tattoos.
Yeah, so I don't have any tattoos, but this coworker of mine, a female, she had one in old English letters on her ankle, and I asked her, hey, does that say OC? And she's like, no, it's DC. I said, well, for what? She said, Good Charlotte. Like, why
Good
the hell would you
Charlotte.
That on?
I'm sorry. Did you say
wow?
Tattoos?
Yeah.
They
suck. Yeah. So, I mean, have to agree with you.
Regardless of whether you like Good Charlotte or not, it's not a band that you would think would inspire tattoos.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I survived 10 years in the military without getting any, and I still don't.
Wow.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's not easy.
All right, thank you for
calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your band tattoos. We are talking about your band tattoos. Number one is Pink Floyd by far. And then it goes on from there. And most of them are hard rock inspired.
Yeah.
Most bands that get tattoos are hard rock inspired. Woo! You have some band tattoos?
Yeah, I got two. I got one called Paradise City for Guns N' Roses.
Nice. Okay.
And then I got Rock and Roll Noise Pollution.
For AC/DC.
Yes, sir.
Sweet. And that's one of my favorite AC/DC songs. That's very cool. How long have you had them?
6, 7 years, 8 years.
Nice.
Have you thought of a third?
No, not yet.
Could I suggest yet. Good Charlotte?
I'm all right.
Okay, all right. You're good. No good.
Thanks for calling, right, man. You know Rick, Jed's producer back in the day?
Yeah.
He had a great idea for a tattoo parlor named Tattoos Against Your Will. I'd totally go in there to get my tattoo there.
Of course. KLOS, hello.
Hello. I have the lyrics to Black by Pearl Jam on my upper arm. I love that song since I was 19 years old.
All of the lyrics?
Oh, no. I have tattooed all I see, all I am, all I'll be.
Nice.
And I listen to Black every single day.
It's been easily and by far always my favorite Pearl Jam song. I love that song. So I would love to read your chest, if I may.
Yes, that's right, Bud Monstrosity. There you go.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I have a few, actually. I have a sleeve that I'm working on. I have a Morrissey tattoo from the Smiths.
Okay.
I have a Metallica tattoo. I have a Guns N' Roses tattoo. I have a Kiss tattoo, and I think that's it. I have to look what I'm driving.
does your Morrissey tattoo disappear and then show up and then disappear and then show up?
Actually, no, but this is a funny story, is that every time someone sees my Morrissey tattoo, they think it's Buddy Holly.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. I can see that.
The glasses.
Yeah. He is a crooner. Yeah, totally makes sense.
He's a crooner.
He is.
Awesome. So I usually just say that, it's Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
The rest of them mostly logos, or are they actually pictures of the other people?
I actually have, I'm going to go see Metallica tomorrow in Vegas, and I have the And Justice for All lady with the scales.
Very cool.
On my
floor.
Excellent.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have a band tattoo?
We've had a couple GNR tattoos call in.
Yes, we have.
A couple people with those guys on their body somewhere.
We are talking about your band tattoos. You have some?
Yes, I do. Well, let's just pass by the Sublime tattoo because we've heard a few of those.
Yep.
My whole back is the Trooper from Iron Maiden.
Nice.
Wow, nice.
That's awesome. Damn.
I've had Eddie on my body, and he's actually in two places. I have him on my arm, but I did the whole Trooper on my back about 15 years ago.
Wow, that is super cool, man.
Old school.
Let me ask you, do you ever talk to Eddie, like 2 in the morning?
You know, I've seen him 11 times. I've met the band, but I actually wake up sometimes thinking, yeah, you know what? You might be in this with me, Eddie.
I hear you, man.
And then I tell him to run to the hills.
Yeah, right? Good advice. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, Kevin Sluggo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, talk about band tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got the Reverend on my leg. The Reverend Horton Heaton.
Horton Heat, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Reverend Here's a Who, Heaton Horton. Right on. How long have you had that?
I've had it for about 15 years.
Nice. That's awesome.
And that's the only one you have?
I'm putting together a Metallica one right now. Trying to find the artist.
I got you.
Well, that's cool. Right. So what is it that, how do you decide the artist to go with?
Just looking at their artwork and see if they can do it.
Have you seen anybody, you know anybody that's had one done that didn't turn out like clearly what they wanted, you know, like turned out poorly?
Yes, I have.
Like what was it?
Someone was trying to get a flower and it came out jagged.
That's not ideal.
Well, that could be concrete blonde bloodletting or something. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Are you a band tattoos?
Yeah, I do. On my left forearm, I have a line from the song Alien Ice from Bullbeat's first album.
Wow, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it says, one day I'll go the rock and roll way.
And then people ask you about it, like, and then they don't have any idea who Volbeat is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they ask me and I tell them, and it's like, who's Volbeat?
Yeah.
I'm like, you've lived a sheltered life.
You know what, though? It's kind of a cool tattoo anyway, even if they don't know the band. It's still a cool tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. So if Volbeat like were to explode, though, and become extremely popular, would that annoy you, or would you be happy for the band? We play them here.
I'd probably be a rock relic or a promo item.
Yeah. Right on. We'll store you in the closet.
Give you a way to call her 13.
There you go.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for the LA Kings to give away right now. KLOS, who is this?
This is Russell Contreras.
I got a bum down.
Barbara Rob. What's your name?
Russell Contreras.
Russell.
Wow, I totally got it that time.
And you sound super annoyed. Listen.
This is Kevin, man. Is this Kevin?
Yes, it is. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
What's going on, man? I'm glad you're back on the radio.
Here, here.
You guys kick ass, man.
Thank you very much. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Islanders for Star Wars night Saturday night.
You want to go?
That's a big time Kings fan.
Nice.
We're going to do NHL slang. We're going to do hockey slang. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a word. You have to tell me what it is.
Go for it, man.
Chicklets.
What's a chicklet?
It's got to be the teethest.
The teeth.
Nice.
Correct.
All right, we're going to put you on hold and put your name in a big old hat, and Kevin's going to pull a name out of it. You might be the winner because you got that one right.
What
well
was his
done.
Name?
Yes. Sorry. He's line four. Russell.
Russell. Yeah. We asked him twice, and okay.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
I'm Greg. How's it going?
Good, Greg. What's happening?
We're going to do hockey slang. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What does it mean to chirp? Chirp.
It's when the players give the other guy grief.
Talk trash to each other, yes.
Nice, okay. Very good. Yeah. Well done, Greg. You are now in the drawing. You might be going on Saturday night. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Mark.
Mark? Marcus? Mark?
Yeah, like Marcus Aurelius, yeah.
Okay, Marcus Aurelius. Are you ready?
Sure.
What is a five hole?
Hey, come on, man. Asking questions like that on the radio?
What is a five hole?
Very expensive. Not on the menu anymore.
Right?
No, hockey slang. Hockey slang, yeah, what does it mean?
Five hole.
Something that goes on in the way back room. So, I have no clue.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, Marcus.
It's right between the goalie's legs. They call that the five hole. Yep.
My goodness.
One more. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling about the King Star.
What is your name?
Eric? Yes.
Why can't I hear anybody's names today?
That's what it sounds like.
All right, Kevin here is going to ask you a hockey term. You got to say what it is, the slang. And if you do, then we'll put you in a drawing. You might be going to the game Saturday night. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
What is garbage?
Really good band.
In hockey, what is garbage?
Garbage in hockey? I would say when a shot gets missed and the coach says that was garbage.
You were halfway there. When a shot gets missed and somebody scores on the rebound, that's called garbage.
Ah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Damn it, Eric. We're very, 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 very sorry. So it's only down to Russell and Greg.
Correct.
And you're messing around with their names now, and you're not looking at who it is. And
correct.
You look down, and it is actually...
Greg.
Greg! He's on line four. Greg! Well done. You win!
Sweet!
Nicely done.
Thank you, sir.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings on Saturday night. They play the New York Islanders at Star Wars Night, presented by Mammoth Mountain, with all the fans in attendance receiving a beanie cap. Isn't it just a beanie?
I can hardly wait.
It's this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Congratulations. Everybody else can buy tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
No surprise, Rob Zombie has had his hand in some really good horror movies and stuff, but now Dave Grohl has joined the fray, and he's got a new movie out called Studio 666 in theaters tomorrow. Daniel from Los Angeles was caller 13. He's going to go see that movie.
We talked about this earlier. Puppy Girls? Did I mention that?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Remember from earlier when we talked about puppy girls?
Girls who crawl around on the floor pretending to be dogs to the amusement of gentlemen.
Yes. And it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched about a minute of it. Just enough to know, not for me. No, thank you.
I mean, you know, the whole...
Don't need it.
The whole, housekeeper comes, strips naked or topless, and will dust clean the bathroom.
Right.
At least makes sense, because she's a human.
She's a human being.
Yes.
Agreed.
But she's going to be on the ground pretending to be a dog.
Everybody has different kinks.
I guess.
But it does seem like perhaps it's not great to be an animal.
It's a weird one to mix.
Yes.
I don't know.
So this is called Your Puppy Girl Jenna.
Okay.
And she has an OnlyFans account, but there is a compilation on YouTube, and it's basically her acting like a dog. So the owner comes in. Owner in quotes, of course, comes in and finds her on the couch where she's not supposed to be.
Hey, what are you doing on the couch? You know better than that. Bad girl. Go to your bed.
Gets off the couch, crawls to the...
No, quit whining.
To the bed.
You know better than that.
And curls up in one of those little dog beds. It's,
Really?
It's disturbing.
In a dog bed.
I don't love it.
No.
I gotta be honest. It doesn't,
I mean, I don't care.
Doesn't float my boat.
That
I don't
anyone
care
does.
Either, as long as you're not abusing animals.
Right.
Totally fine with it.
Yeah, 100%.
Whatever turns you on, turns you on.
But I sure don't get it. I don't get
it. It's not
that
for
one.
Me.
No. And you say she's making like 10 grand a month or something?
$10,000 per month.
We are in the wrong business, my
yes.
friend.
Yes.
Man, oh man.
The next one is her chasing. There's two dogs.
Actual real dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
And her dressed as a dog.
Okay.
And somebody else throws a ball in the lake, and she beats the dogs to it.
Oh, that's not fair. Dogs are going to be like, what the hell, man?
She jumps in mouth first. It's kind of funny, actually. I got it.
God. Well, why is she saying that? She shouldn't say that. She should say, woof.
She makes 10 grand a month doing this. And then finally, her owner, in quotes, and then we're going to take your calls on your weird kinks. If
wow.
people make fun of you because
okay.
of what turns you on, I want to hear about it. Maybe it's just me. I want to hear about it. Because I'm not into this, but I'm sure people are.
There's got to be something we are.
I would think so. Most of mine involve humans.
Yes.
Again, like
well,
we,
you know. Yes, most of them.
It's just me.
Interesting wording.
All of them.
Too late, buddy. Too late.
So then, this is the final one that we're going to play for you. And this is puppy girl Jenna. And she is being rewarded for, I guess, doing tricks by eating a dog biscuit.
Ooh,
it's an actual dog biscuit.
She deserves 10 grand.
And
for that.
He hands it to her and he makes her earn it first.
Oh, my God.
You want a treat? You want a treat? Sit. Sit.
She sits.
High five.
Yeah, low fives him.
Sit pretty. Bang.
She falls over dead.
Good girl. Here you go.
Nope.
Here you
oh,
go.
Oh, man.
Nope, I'm
no,
out of it.
No, that's disturbing.
I'm out of it, good girl. I can't do that. Goo goo. That voice?
Yeah.
It has to be a pet for me.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Goo goo. No.
Oh, wow.
Nope. No. All right. So, your weird kink, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, you know, like you tried it, you brought it up. Maybe you don't want to bring it up to the...
Interesting. You've been afraid to bring it up?
Yeah.
Or you brought it up and got made fun of?
Right.
This is a judgment-free zone.
As you've just heard.
Said no one ever. 818-955-KLOS.
KLOS. Sorry, I threw you off on that. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Just when I started talking, you put up the stop sign.
Don't say word, sir.
That seemed aggressive. Your puppy girl Jenna is what we're talking about.
Excuse me? Say that again?
Your puppy girl Jenna.
For the folk who just tuned in.
She has a, what is it called?
TikTok?
Yes,
YouTube channel?
OnlyFans. She has an OnlyFans account where she acts like a puppy, and she makes 10 grand a month.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard you say.
$10,000 a month. So we're asking
like
you
a puppy.
About your perhaps strange kinks.
Yes,
hello?
Please.
You
hello?
Have one?
Hi, I'm calling in response to the kink segment we just heard.
The weird kinks, yes?
It's kind of out there. I don't know if you guys would air it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Give it a shot.
I'm a foot.
You're a
girl.
Foot
You're
girl.
A foot girl.
What does that entail?
Well, it's kind of like, oh my God, I feel so bad when I say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
It's mainly the middle of it. It's like a crevice. Kind of like it has a secret to tell.
Okay, wait. Okay, so hold up. So. If you're with a guy, you're attracted to the middle of his foot because it has a secret to tell.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
I don't either, but it's odd.
It's more specifically the toes, but like there's something about the arch.
Huh. Really? How long have you felt that way?
Well, it started for like as long as I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
But like the moment I said something about it in high school, they were like, why would you even say that? Everyone just kind of stayed quiet, and I felt bad, so I never brought it up.
Yeah, but you know what you find out?
But then when I got with my husband...
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what you find out is that everybody sort of has those things that they're ashamed to mention.
Yep. Does he like you having your way with the middle of his foot?
Yeah, honestly, nice. I'm telling you, Matt, it's the arch. It's like, it reminds me of like a bridge, kind of like a rainbow. Like, where are you going to take me on the other side?
I love the thinking.
I don't understand it at all, but good for you.
Yes, good for you. And I'm glad that your man appreciates it. Good on him.
And I'm glad that you're man enough to say something about it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I got really lucky.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That is awesome. Well, there you go. That's a good kink. I like it.
818-955-KLOS.
What's yours?
I don't want to say this is a weird topic, but it's a weird topic.
Definitely one of the
weirdest. Super weird.
But not weird at all, but yes.
It's 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started this hour talking about your puppy girl, Jenna.
Jenna, your puppy girl, is going to get down on all fours and pretend she's a dog, I guess, to turn you on.
Which we don't fully understand, don't because really it involves an animal, and that doesn't, it's not our thing. But hey, everybody has their thing.
Yeah, that's good.
We took a call from a girl who was very turned on by the arch of the foot.
And I like that. I mean, I like the fact that she has known since high school that for some reason the arch of the foot is exciting to her, and she's pursued it, and her husband's on board.
And she found a man who is down.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be like giggling all the time. I'd be like, that tickles, stop it.
Do we go back to the phones? Do we not?
I don't know.
Let's do.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. It's the kink line.
The kink line. It's not the love line. And
No. That girl was talking about feet, and I have perfect feet.
You have perfect feet. You're trying to hit on her?
I was getting a massage the other day, and you know, she says, I've been around a long time, and she says, and I got to tell you something. You have beautiful feet.
Huh. So you're calling to tell
us
that
you have ever told me that, by
perfect
the way.
Feet?
No massage therapist has ever said that
no
to me.
No one said that to him either.
And then you were hoping maybe you could hook up with Foot Girl, because you're like, I got beautiful feet, man. Woo! Check out these feet.
Oh, I'm married.
So she, but you know, we don't care. We're not judgmental.
Listen, that was a strong move.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Good on you for trying. We'll get your number off the air. Don't worry about it. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about weird kinks.
Not the band.
Yeah, I have one, but I don't know if it's good for the air. You
let's
know?
Hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I would like to put someone in a glass and take a and just gander it, check it out.
You mean in like a big glass container and then?
Yeah, transparent glass and just gander it.
Oh, man.
Well, we had to beat the hell out of that, but.
Wow.
How long have you wanted to do that?
Good for you?
Since I watched the Motley Crue movie, they put it there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Good. I didn't want the answer to that. Okay.
Well, right on. You know, you be you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. I don't think you're going to find anybody who's going to agree, unless you're in Motley Crue.
And then we'll see. We'll see.
call us back if you do.
Yeah. Right. No, I actually don't. The Fighter's Foo and Waiting on a War. I can't wait for that movie tomorrow that he's releasing.
Studio 666666.
That's extremely cool. I want to thank really quick, by the way, everybody that helped us raise $1.24 million for St. Jude this year.
A lot of you helped, and we very much appreciate that. That's an amazing amount of money.
It's unbelievable. And thank you so much for kicking in. Also, thanks to our friends at Premier Coach Auto Collision Group, servicing L.A. and Ventura County, for being a sponsor of KLOS St. Jude Rocks 2022.
You know, on the freeway, they have traffic cameras.
Yeah.
And they're basically just so they can monitor traffic and figure out where it's going slow.
Right,
and
sure.
Where.
Have you ever mooned one? I've always wanted to.
I haven't, but no one is actively watching all of them.
No.
I think they switch among all of them.
There's no way. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why it was weird when a Pennsylvania Department of Transportation employee was going through the cameras and it stopped on one of the traffic cameras and there was a truck that pulled over and stopped and parked and got out and took the sign that said wrong way, a giant street sign that said wrong way.
Oh, man, that's I had friends that used to steal signs quite a bit.
Yeah, you had friends? Did you?
Specifically in Arizona, there's a Highway 666.
Interesting.
Yeah, down in South.
Do your friends still have it?
No, I don't have it. I mean, we don't have it anymore. But that's not a thing to steal, the wrong way sign. Wow.
I mean, I would put the wrong way sign on my beehole. That's just me.
Good to know.
It was a weird thing for this Department of Transportation worker in Pennsylvania to even catch. To go, I'm watching someone steal this sign right now.
Suppose we should do something about that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
I think one of the things we learned today that I was excited about is that somebody out there has lyrics from that song, Pearl Jam's Black, tattooed on their chest.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I like that. It's one of my favorite
Pearl
Jam
songs. And
you
wanted to see it.
Yeah, I did. I just wanted any excuse. You know.
We also talked about puppy girls. And weird kinks, and a girl called saying that she got turned on by the arch of a man's foot.
I like that, but I know that I would be giggling the whole time. I don't think I could play that game very well.
And also, we talked about band tattoos, and a guy called with a Good Charlotte tattoo.
Ah! So.
Clearly a lie.
Ah! I gotta go home and wash my mouth out with soap.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow, okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73 years ago? I love you. You're amazing. Right. All right, cough it up.
I got to see a movie with my aunts. Now, this was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
There were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a lady sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand. And her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot. And the baby started to cry. And I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. So the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie, because the people who were around her were...
That is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And did that, so you feel guilty about it over the last few years? Or you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years when I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah, so if you're five, yeah.
I'm a different person now. You know.
Sure you are. You're listening to KLOS. I don't know. The Jimi Hendrix Experience played their last ever British performance on this day in rock in 1969 at the Royal Albert Hall. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when Led Zeppelin released Physical Graffiti. What else is there to say? What else matters in the world of rock? Led Zeppelin released their sixth album, the double album Physical Graffiti, on this day in rock in 1975. Is there any other music news that matters at all? I think not.